Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we've got some good news to share. You know, we have been praying, along many others, for abortion to be stopped in this country. You know, since 1973, when Roe versus Wade actually made it legal to abort and murder a baby, over 50-plus million children have been aborted. And when you look at how many, you know, children have been murdered in this way, you can literally add the lowest population from you know, the states in the country. And when you just take the least populated states, you can get up to 25 states. It represents 25 states in our union, in our country, 50 million folks. And, you know, it's a tragedy, it's a travesty, and we've been praying, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we are excited and thrilled, as we have been reporting here for some time with VFN-TV, of all the laws that have been passed, you know, around the nation that have limited these abortions. You know, we rejoice when Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia, he was convicted of murder. He's sentenced to prison, and his horror clinic has been shut down, and they're actually making a documentary, they're making a film right now, and they're trying to redeem that property for something good. But it was basically a house of horror. It was just a clinic that was, they had all kind of just horrible abortions that were taking place there, and he was actually sentenced. But we're seeing a wave of laws that have been passed around the country that really has helped to curtail and stop and put down abortions. One of the laws that passed here in Florida was the Baby Alive bill that Governor Rick Scott signed, actually close here to the hub, the studio here for VFN-TV. And we were excited about that law, because what that law said is that in the event there was a botched abortion, that everything needed to be done. Well, botched abortion meaning that when they intended to actually kill this baby, the baby somehow survived anyway, that they would do everything in their power to make sure they would get that baby that was born as a result of a botched abortion, to give them every way that child can still, you know, make it alive. Mm-hmm. Take them to a hospital, do what you can, and make sure that baby lives. And Baby Alive bill. And it's been said that Governor Rick Scott said that he would sign any law right now that would restrict abortions, that it came on his desk, that he would sign it. And that's encouraging news. But other governors and other legislators all across the country are starting and have been doing the same, one of which was Texas. And Texas is a hub state, and they've been leading this fight here for quite a while. And these are the reports, because you want to know, okay, we've put this law in place. What has happened? What is happening as a result? And they are reporting, the Houston Chronicle is reporting, that abortions in Texas are down 13% due to the new abortion restricting law. They did a whole study on it, and this is really amazing. They say that Texas abortion facilities are on pace to perform nearly 10,000 fewer procedures this year alone.
Wow.
Praise God. Wow. 10,000 fewer children, that means, are not going to be killed. It's 10,000 people, babies that will be born alive. This is huge. The study says that it attributes 13% drop to the state's adoption of some of the tightest abortion restrictions in the country. This is why it's important not only for us to pray, but also to act. I mean, your actions have to accompany your prayers. God wants us to pray. God wants us to intercede. He wants us to be ones who stand in the gap and really strategically and faithfully pray, because all things happen in prayer. However, we want to combine our actions with our prayer with acts of justice. We want to take responsibility to be able to vote representatives that represent us, and put in laws into place that are going to honor God and not bring shame on God and bring judgment on this country. When you think about the amount of shed blood that's been that's been spilled on our land just from killing children alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to have to account for that. And it's really amazing and pretty awesome to hear about this. They continue to say in this report that it's a great day in Texas when abortion clinics are closing and lives are being saved. This is what the representative Jeff Leach said from Plano, Texas. He said, "We are assured and encouraged to hear that 9,200 lives annually are being saved by the House Bill 2, so it was called. This just shows that we have reduced women's access. This just shows that we have reduced women's access to safe and legal abortion, but not decreased the need for it. And I think that we've endangered women." And so this just continues to go on. It gives, you know, some stats mm-hmm. and some pictures regarding all the different things that are happening. We want to encourage you, continue to pray, continue to vote for the right representative that's going to stand for your values. I mean, we have values, and we want to have representatives that represent our values, you know, in putting in laws into place. And so to me, it's a wonderful time to rejoice and a time that we've been praying.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Like, you're seeing so many just travesties happening worldwide, but at the same time, too, there are so many moments of celebration of what God is doing, how he is answering our prayers. And this is huge. And we're just seeing an increase of a response of, throughout the nation, abortion being removed.
Yeah.
And that's a huge testimony.
Huge testimony. And we're seeing, you know, God turn. I mean, God's turning his attention to us yet mm-hmm. again.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for the answer of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking for us to partner with him. So we want to continue to pray, and continue to get this word out because it matters. 9,200 a year, and I'm sure, and growing. Imagine the possibilities.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.